This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers, it's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio, truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good evening. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana, and spring has sprung. The birds told me every morning now. They sound so nice outside. Anyway, the chat room is open here if you'd like to join us there. And I keep losing my connection on my other computer for some reason. But anyway, the URL is onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth is in the control room answering the phones for those who would like to call in. And I'm hoping that today, at least, we'll have more callers as Craigslist Personals has been shut down. I actually caught John Stadtmiller's show on Friday. He almost sounded like he was on my show. I should have had him on for a guest, I guess. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in and vent. My entire week I've been trying to find out what's wrong with my Armageddon truck, and that for the lay people there is the last vehicle you expect to own before the end times are fulfilled. But anyway, always something to go wrong and never enough money to fix anything. A special thanks to Citibank for the millions of Americans you screwed in 2008 and 2009. And speaking of Citibank, we have Citi now that's setting restrictions on gun sales by retail clients. In an emailed statement, Citi said that it would require those clients to only sell firearms to customers who have passed a backgrounds check, restrict firearm sales for buyers under 21. Well, most people can't even get a gun unless you go through a background check. However, I have some information on that later, which will show you the extent of arms sales in this country here. And it's always illegal arms sales. It's not the law-abiding people. Anyway, by the way, this is the same Citibank whom, like Wachovia and Wells Fargo, HSBC, and a couple other banks, had no problem in laundering hundreds of billions of dollars in drug cartel monies. Which of those drugs and arms from Fast and Furious illegally sold to Mexico? Those drug cartels, specifically the Sinaloa drug cartel. They've allowed 60,000 down in Mexico to die in those drug wars in Mexico alone, not to mention the U.S. Border Patrol killed by them, El Chapo's man cave that was aligned with those arms. Then again, those drugs which seem to just freely flow into the United States here. Citibank, who like other banks have also have been assessed fines, have had those fines paid by your tax dollars and their bailouts. And these are banks that are restricting our basic Second Amendment constitutional rights. But as Mike Rivera would note there, that all wars are bankers' wars, and this just keeps going, that whatever a bank wants, the bank says, and the bank gets. I forget the documentary I was watching on TV there, but it may not have been TV, it probably was Netflix, but it highlighted there with all these fines and stuff that the banks actually tell the government what they will pay. Nothing more, nothing less. And then in turn, like I say, in the banker bailouts, those payouts are just added to their losses, and of course the taxpayer just pays for those. Anyway, I'd like to start off today's show by reminding those that the continued Russian bashing goes on and on. Vladimir Putin last week, as you know, won the presidential election last week, and anyone that congratulated him is now targeted by those who keep pushing for war with Russia. Far be it to have anyone that acts civilized in today's world. However, you say that you're a Saudi king and the head of some rapacious regime that bombs women and children in Yemen to death, they roll out the red carpet for those war criminals like him. Also, sad news that likewise in the Russian Federation today, there was a big fire in a shopping center today where 37 are dead and another 69 are missing. I am waiting for anyone that will call and express or even tweet a condolence to the Russian Federation over that. But like Russia, any time that any country or nation experiences any terrorism or loss of life, the Russian embassy is the first to always send a tweet out sending their condolences. But this tit-for-tat stuff has got to end eventually here, but it probably won't. On the cusp of that, you know, David Hogg is in the news as usual, and this is all this marching stuff for these kids at their basic right to life. And in case you forgot who he is, he's the son of the former FBI agent who was allegedly in the Florida school shooting. How, I don't know, as he went to school in California, but anyway, not Florida. But anyway, he's always there and in the news. And of course, today the internet was full of his little Nazi salute and his blathering on about guns, and more guns. And I'm sure CNN is going to give him more airtime in this march of children taking place. But I also enjoy looking at all the press coverage within that, too. Because in all those photos, you see all those like him, about 16, 17 years of old, of age, that is, that are just months away from the legal draft age for a military. With the coming wars, they keep ramping up. I sure wish that I was there to see those when they put an assault rifle in someone's hands like his when he hits or enters boot camp. As well as CNN and others that are become embedded reporters filming his butt while he's crying out on a battlefield. You know, today's military age kids are far different from those boys who stormed the beaches of Normandy, who were allegedly fighting back then fascism and tyranny from the same government scene of those like Germany who disarmed its citizens. Yes, at the rate they keep destroying this country's histories, those like him will never know what hit him, as history is, again, repeating itself. If those listening can recall any TV or movie plot in law enforcement, which is where the person is being interrogated, the room usually had two cops in it, the good cop and the bad cop, both whom worked for the state and both whom would get their convictions of that said party by a plea bargaining of some way. Usually the good cop is the one that the alleged criminal wanted to deal with. Always saying, well, you know, you got to watch out for officer such and such. He's got it in for everyone like that. But you deal with me and I'll take care of you. But that's in relation to the bad cop, though, that would take a telephone book and slap you upside the head with it, you know. But again, as I mentioned, the state always got its conviction. And this is on the cusp of how this bad cop, good cop versus always goes. The pharmaceutical companies have dominated hundreds of thousands of dollars in the 2016 elections alone. And of course, guess which presidential candidate accepted far more cash than any other from Big Pharma? The money went to, give me a drum roll, Hillary Clinton. What's more, as Clinton says, she's proud to have drug companies as her enemy. Again, good cop, bad cop. You can apply that to both Hillary and Trump also. Bad cop, i.e. Hillary, and good cop, i.e. Trump. Same package. Those who vote, say, for Trump wanted to keep Hillary out of office. Trump was the demagogue whose outsiderness was a sure bet, yet you got the same package. Both work for the state, the deep state. How about the old Armenian statement? This is on elections. It says, God voted for you, the devil voted against you, and you cast a deciding vote. Likewise, the old saying, when the picking of between two evils, you still have evil. Well, along that line here, we continually see that people around the world, not here in America, I mean, yeah, if you want to take our gun rights and stuff like that, people will rise up in protest, or if it's some LGBTQ or whatever alphabetic thing they want to put behind it, marching down the street, Americans will amass in great numbers for those. But like over in France right now, the French workers have shut down the entire country. Tens of thousands of these Paris and students, rail workers, air traffic controllers, and public sector workers have flooded the streets while workers all over France block traffic and train service in protests on Macron's neoliberal reforms. This is something I wish it was nonviolent here in America, where people would actually get on the street, just like you can recall in the old video clips of those that oppose the Vietnam War. And speaking of opposing the war, one thing I always remember was Phil Donahue. If you recall him when he was on TV and running his Phil Donahue show, he was fired for opposing the invasion of Iraq. And that was back in 2003. And he was pretty vocal on it, too. And yet again, you can see how people turn around, because today Phil Donahue is just as much pro-war as everyone else. But see, these people are bought and paid for. And, of course, it's for the agenda, just like the Bill O'Reilly with, if you can't support our troops, and shut up. And who gets out there on Twitter and sits there and condemns everything everyone's doing like that, when he himself was one of the advocators of the entire premise of supporting troops that go there and kill over a million people over lives. And he, like Tony Blair, George Bush, none of these guys are in jail. They should be, but they're not in jail. And that's what really upsets a lot of people here, is they have the Just Us crew. You know, if you're someone in politics, you can get away with whatever you want. But if you try anything else, forget it. The status over there between Netanyahu keeps growing there. Of course, we know we have his different crimes that he's being, I wouldn't even say alleged, but all the crimes that he's being, or they're trying to indict him on. And now, of course, this raises up more concerns here because of his recent statement there. And this comes from the newspaper over in Poland, where it says, Jews did assist the Nazis in the Final Solution. And that, the article goes on to say that thousands of Jews actively participated in helping Nazis round up Jews for the deportation to the Eastern Territories during World War II. And if you're not familiar with that, you might read the Havara Agreement or the Transfer Agreement. And that is where you see these rails and Jews being loaded into trains. This was part of the Transfer Agreement, as it mentioned here, for the deportation. But anyway, this goes on to talk about it's all contrary to the hysterical denials from Jews around the world, including Israeli Prime Minister Benny Netanyahu. But the comments were made in the reaction to Israel's objection to a new Polish law making it illegal to say that the Poles were guilty to aid the Nazis, or referring to the Polish concentration camps. And I thought that was kind of interesting. Out of all the camps that have been inspected, all those were in Germany. There has been zero access to the camps in Poland of these concentration camps or slave labor camps. But again, there's so much to every story, just like these wars and stuff. Everything is hidden. There's lies. And, of course, it's all meant to keep you distracted. And, of course, to make sure that you, as Michael Rivera would say, is that you willingly throw yourselves or your sons or daughters or transgender, whoever they want to be nowadays, willingly on the bayonets of someone else to go out there and fight someone. And as I mentioned last week, the fact that I went talking to that young kid up here at the store there, and I mentioned that today's Russia was 86% demographically Orthodox Christian. He was shocked to hear that there were Christians in Russia because of the old Red Scare. See, people have been brought up on this over and over again. Communism, communism, communism. Where, in fact, if you look at today's world, the United States gets most of its imports from China. Communist China, Vietnam, communist Vietnam. But you notice the media only uses these words to denigrate people when it's in some other action. other than that, they're just all trade partners, and the band rolls on. And I have a little bit more about this trade stuff coming up here later too. There that it seems like the United States is whittling out of the world there, all of its different deals. You can call that the mega agreements, the Make America Great Again, and Trump allegedly bringing home jobs and these factories that are supposed to start up. And yes, people are getting pay raises, and yet thousands are losing their jobs too. I highlighted that here 2 weeks ago about the amount of stores that were closing, which again would be an apartment lost, a home foreclosed on, and a potential car that's repossessed, and again a jobs market where, yeah, there may be jobs out there, but they're all part-time. They're usually below 34.0 hours, and of course they offer no benefits, nothing. They're just part-time. And as I played here on the show before, that gal that was talking to George Bush, where she had mentioned to him that she worked three jobs, and George Bush said that was uniquely American of her. And this gal was not known of spring chicken either. But that's the idea, is to keep everyone working back and forth. And unfortunately, like I say, I've always kind of commented here the fact that when I grew up, especially back in the 70s, we had strong unions that guaranteed us 40 hours a week. The employer paid our health care, dental, all that. We had time off, overtime pay, leave of absence pay. All that was taken care of. And, of course, corporations today don't do anything. And, of course, they invoke these right-to-work states where the employer, they can set the schedule to wherever they want. So if you... say you had two part-time jobs, and suddenly your employer from the first job calls and says, hey, we need you to come in like that because Benny can't make it or whatever like that. And you say, well, I'm sorry, I have another job to go to. Well, you're fired. That's how easy it is. Because under the unemployment laws today, the employer has the right to make the schedule. And if you can't fulfill it, well, that's tough, you know. Anyway, there's been more information coming out about this Cambridge Analytics parent company, the Strategic Communications Laboratories, or SCL Group, and its ties to the Conservative Party and the military establishment. These board members include an array of lords, Tory donors, and British Army officers and defense contractors. And of course, this is a scandal that cuts into the heart of the British establishment. And of course, remember that Hillary, Obama, Trump all use the same exact thing, which is all linked right back to Facebook and all this, to where they manipulated data to try to get people to vote the way they wanted to. And of course, a lot of this includes within that, as Channel 4 News undercover investigation revealed, that the company's Eaton educated CEO Alexander Nix offered the use of dirty tricks, including the use of bribery and sex workers, to entrap politicians and subvert elections. The company delivered a 3-month course in Riga, which taught advanced counter propaganda techniques designed to help member states assess and counter Russia's propaganda in Eastern Europe. And again, this is all about Russian propaganda, and you can look at Russia's TV or like RT or Russia Today, the other websites. My dog is barking for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, but this goes right back to 2013, to where Congress here had approved the use of domestic propaganda on Americans. And to see how bad this propaganda is getting, there was a recent article here yesterday talking about Saudi Arabia. And this is pure propaganda. You have to listen. It's really slow. So I'll say it slow. Uh-huh. Anyway, it says, the agreement that which we have with our friends in Washington is that we will continue to work together for the stability of the region against what terrorist groups, extremists, or those countries who have ideologies that export beyond their borders. We need to implement the international law, respect sovereignty of countries, respect internal domestic issues for countries, and work between the countries as states, he said. This is a quote from Saudi Arabia as they're bombing Yemen. We have a commercial break coming up here. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443, and the phone lines are open.
It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is on. You get and you wanna.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You want to know, turn to Talk Radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go. It's on Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. You know, during the break here, Murr had posted in the chat room there a story here on these Florida students who begged to have the government take their rights away, and of course the government did. Now they're whining about it. But if you read the article, it's on the Free Thought Project.com. Anyway, it's interesting there. I mean, you have to understand how this... The social engineering works. And there's a paragraph in here which says, earlier this month, millions of students across the country were encouraged by the government, mainstream media, and even their own school systems to walk out of class and demand the government take away their rights. It was by no means a challenge of authority, and in fact, it was a celebration of it. Remember, too, like I believe it was Chicago that couldn't even heat their classrooms like that, spent over $100,000 to bus their students clear over there to Washington for this protest. Now, change that around. Had this been a walkout, a massive school walkout, in protest of anti-war, how would that have gone? Could you imagine all these kids protesting these illegal wars? And again, as I mentioned earlier there, with all these kids about the age of draft age, should a big war start, they will be the first ones to have these nice assault rifles put into their hands. And of course, the distractions keep going there. It's been commented on over and over here that no matter where you look now on the TV, they are really drilling this affair with a porn star with Donald Trump, that it's more important than the possibility of World War III. And again, it's always at the bottom of the screen somewhere. It's in a pop-up. The distractions from what is really a necessity to learn and see what's going on, they are totally keeping your mind distracted from it. And anything that should be news, it's not even mentioned. And it's sad, really, because, again, this is the kids today that are being engineered to accept whatever the government says, and again, taught through the school systems, because that's where all these federal dollars go, to make sure that the class is being taught what the government wants. When I grew up, everything was reading, writing, and arithmetic. Today, it's not. It's, as I mentioned, I think the week before, was the fact that in college today, you can take a class on the querying of God. At Berkeley down there in Southern California, you can take a class on anal sex. And the list goes on and on. And frankly, I don't see how anyone, regardless of whose child it is and at what age bracket they're in, whether they're young kids or what, like teaching 4-year-olds the benefits of transgendered surgery. But anyway, none of this stuff was taught when we were younger like that. We learned how to read. We developed those skills. Same thing with arithmetic. We went out and got jobs and we worked for a living. And most of us today that are my age, we have homes and everything like that. We can sit back and look at all of our hard work that we did all of our life and be thankful for it, I guess. That's what achievement was. It was the ability for working hard all your life. Today, everyone wants everything handed to them. And I have a relative that is in Missoula that keeps sending me this stuff about how the Democrats are going to win this year because of Trump, guns, and whatever else he says like that, you know. And I just had to, I finally replied to him, and I says, when did you join the Communist Party? But, Balmore, I think what that is. Lost part of the conversation here. Sorry about that, Justin, I'll catch up on your thoughts here in a second. But anyway, so again, we see the, what was it? I believe it's, yeah, the Washington Compost there was putting out a story here where it says, how can the United States remove Assad? There is no good way. And the article, you know, instead of asking, like, why are you asking this stupid question? And what gives the United States the right to remove anybody? Of course, remember, Russia hacks elections, Russia's hacking Britain, and the same story goes on. But I'll finish up here in just a second here after the break here. But, I mean, I wish people would catch on to what's going on here. They're just being socially manipulated. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Frustrations. You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers, 1-800-313-9443. Anyways, finishing up there on this Washington Compost article here about how to get rid of Assad over there. The article continues. It says, last week the Syrian civil war entered its eighth year. At least 465,000 people have been killed, 1 million injured, and 12 million displaced war refugees, out of a pre-war population of about 21 million. It's a humanitarian and strategic nightmare, and the primary culprits are the Bashar al-Assad regime and its enablers in Moscow and Tehran. The doublespeak on that. Now, let's go back a little while. These were articles in most of the papers here. In 2002, the Defense Intelligence Agency document, it says the West will facilitate the rise of the Islamic State in order to isolate the Syrians. And then it goes on to say here another one. War on Syria, gateway to World War III. This was another article in November 29th, 2012. And then a PBS documentary came out in 2011 where it says U.S. training of mercenaries in Qatar known since 2011. Another article in Reuters, the U.S. renews training of the elite Iraqi forces in Jordan. And, of course, this was to be used in this counterinsurgence into Syria. The U.S. to increase military support to Syrian rebels. And, of course, the U.S. closer to arming al-Qaeda infiltrated rebel groups in Syria. That was out of the Examiner. The other one was out of the CNBC. But the West has facilitated this. And you can Google at your own leisure or whatever your browser that you want. All the articles about how Congress had approved hundreds of millions of dollars to arm and train all of these Syrian rebels, which have caused all the bloodshed over there. And, of course, you can listen to the Syrian government, or regime, as the United States likes to call it. But you can listen to the Syrian government when they're asked about the so-called alleged torturing and all that. And, of course, it's always the same story. North Korea is starving people. North Korea is torturing people. Syria is torturing people. Syria is starving people. Iraq, same thing. Libya, same thing. Yet we forget here in America that we have millions of Americans that are starving. We have millions of Americans that are homeless. We have actual Gitmo torture centers, which the even Trump himself, when he came into office, he buried it so that the two psychologists that helped devise the CIA program for that, which were paid $80-some million, that they couldn't be prosecuted. We have the CIA who conveniently loses all their files. I mean, the hypocrisy that comes out of Washington is just amazing like that. But again, they're always so quick to point out some other country. I mean, it's staggering. And I read that article there, Annan. I don't know if that's, I'm not sure who Annan is, but anyway, if that's Granny or what. But anyway, the point is the United States is always so quick to point to someone else as having so many problems and they can't deal with their citizenship and everything. And of course, here in America, whether it's the guns, the shootings in this country here, the starvation, whatever, the government corruption, the FBI behind terrorism, the list goes on and on. The 81 countries as brought out in the Los Angeles Times that the United States has either overthrown or interfered in all their elections. No one can see to the point of that all the problems seem to just circle like buzzards around the United States. And you have to understand that this corporation, the way it works, I tweet quite a bit with different countries there, and there's a certain person I follow down there, or a group, I guess you call it, down in Australia, that is always pointing out articles and stuff. And I've been trying to show them the difference of their corporations, where just a few days ago they had called a halt to the minimum wage and actually wanted to lower the minimum wage. And then if you look at the credit card debt in Australia and the amount of that debt that's owed and the interest that's upon those credit cards alone, it's no different than here in the United States. They're all debt slaves. The amount of mining operations that are opening up down in Australia, the amount of the slag or tailings that go down through the rivers and poison everything. And, of course, these big corporations, they always win, 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 and the people lose, lose, lose. And when these tailings and poisons go down into these streams and start killing off fish and go down into the ocean there and cause massive fish kills, and or they start screwing up the natural coral reefs, it's always global warming that causes it. It can't be the stupid chemicals that they wash all this minerals and stuff with as they work with it, you know. But it's just amazing that, like I say, and so many people buy this stuff, you know, instead of researching it, you know. And of course, again, you have to remember, like here locally, Congress doesn't work for us. If you do a research of the CFR and its other agencies, you can actually see what it's planned. Like I played the audio clip, for the listeners anyway, of the Hillary Clinton, who proudly said that she gets all of her or marching orders, I guess you call it, from the CFR, that they fill her email box up and tell her what she should be doing. But if you look at the CFR and its relations and relationships with those corporations and those in all the countries, you'll see who's actually being manipulated. And of course, this is all through different trade agreements. And of course, there's more about trade here coming up. But the fact is, those these all have become vassal states. And of course, you're always support. You know, supposed to think that it's some other country that's being demonized because they're not part of this CFR, and this is that one world government they keep pushing for. But this deals with trade. It's the same thing over there in England right now with Brexit. As Brexit ramps up, well, what do? Well, they start this BS campaign about Russia poisoning one of its own Russian citizens. Matter of fact, there was a pretty good... I have to reduce the screen here. But... okay, yeah, I had to get a screen here. But anyway, I like this. It says, there is a Russian joke going around right now that the UK gave Russia an ultimatum. If you don't acknowledge your guilt in this Skripal's case, we will poison another Russian. But, I mean, that's how bad it is, you know, but... people just don't realize that they're being so socially engineered and lied to by their media, by their governments, and of course it's going to be them and their kids out on the battlefield or their grandkids before too long, and they keep pushing this stuff. Anyway, we got a caller there, Jerry in Chicago. Good evening, Jerry. Hope your evening is going well.
Yes, Keith. Thank you very much for taking my call. My evening is going well. I'm a first-time caller, but I have been listening to you ever since you got on the air with RBN and took this time slot. So I've been very impressed, and usually Sunday nights I go to bed early, so I really can't call in. And I usually fall asleep during your show. Sorry to say that, but not that it's boring. But... you know, you touched on something, is that, you know, we see, our media seems to enlighten on the idea that all these other countries are bad to their people, and you made a good point. I believe there's 3.2 million American veterans living homeless on the streets today in this country, but yet we give 10,000 illegal immigrants coming into this country per month, up to $2,400 in subsidies and food stamps and assisted living and all this other crap, just so we could keep the Democratic vote going. And yet we turn a blind eye to white Christians in South Africa getting genocided.
Yeah. Well, you have to realize... Yeah, you have to realize, though, that Russia, as I mentioned, is 86% Orthodox Christian. The point is that as you see our national heritages of prayer in the school being removed, the Christmas nativity scenes, the Ten Commandments at courthouses, all this is a direct attack on Christianity, like, and you never hear that. However, if you're like Marie Le Pen over there in France and you make a tweet about Islamic terror, well, geez, you could be charged for it. And if you recall last, I'm trying to think of that stupid drug, oxytocin, I think they call it. It's a drug that they plan on now of releasing into the atmosphere to make people more friendly towards others, of whether they're Arab, Muslim descent, basically to get you all to get along with one another. It's the same thing with the social agenda right now of accepting the LGBTQ movement or anything because it might offend them or something like that. But forget the fact that they might offend you.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had a conversation with a friend of mine I hadn't talked to for about 3 weeks today. And I made the comment that a Jew could sit there and rip you up and down with insults and everything else like that. And as soon as you say something about him, he screams anti-Semite, and the book is dropped against you. In Europe, you can go to jail and get a 10,000 euro fine for, I mean, go to jail for 3 years, get a $10,000 euro fine if you deny the Holocaust.
Yeah, it's 5 years. Yeah.
Oh, 5 years. Oh, I'm sorry. And I just heard recently, I mean, they're having a protest in Israel about American guns. But, it doesn't affect.
Oh, wait. Back up, though, a second there, Jerry. Remember, though, that protest was Americans going to Israel to do the protest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not realize that.
Yeah, see, I mean, this is how, I mean, again, we're back to the same scenario here. And I don't blame the Jews, quote unquote, or italics there, you know. I blame the Zionists. But the Israeli IDF, they're the ones that are training U.S. law enforcement. They're the ones that you see are shooting the blacks, the Latinos, the whites, everything like that, you know. They also train the FBI, security services, everything like that. They proudly boast about that on the ADL law enforcement webpages. Where they brag about how they take U.S. law enforcement to Israel to be wined and dined, and then as a final leg of the trip, they take them down to Palestine to be, you know, to show them terrorists. And of course, with that mindset, those big CEO reps of all these police departments and stuff come home, and now we are the enemy combatants. The same thing now when Trump talks about his border wall and getting monies pushed through like that. Who's getting the contracts to build the border walls? Israeli firms. 95 million Americans are jobless, and yet Israeli firms are getting the jobs. And I call that Stockholm syndrome, you know, where a person falls in love with their captor, where you have Congress making laws that you can't boycott Israel. I mean, the list goes on and on. I'm waiting for a congressional statement that says that Hebrew is going to be the new American language, because that's how bad it's getting. Or the official language of the United States will be Hebrew.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm going to be 58 in a couple of months.
You're young.
I don't know how old you are.
I'll be 58 in December.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be 58 in June. In fact, my birthday is right around John Stadtmiller's birthday. But
my condolences.
You know. Well,
or as a Spanish would say, lo siento, amigo.
I got to be honest with you. I think John is a hell of a guy, and I think he's gone through quite a bit. And he's trying to keep this network alive, and I try to help in every given way that I can, and I appreciate guys like you on the air to tell it straight, tell it simple, keep it forward. And this wasn't even the reason I called you. I called you to talk about, you're a big ham radio operator. I would love to have a type of portable radio that would run off of a 12-volt DC in a vehicle, and I don't know what to get.
Well, I'll tell you what, TYT has got some good mobiles. Everything comes from China nowadays, and of course that's because they outsourced all the U.S. jobs. As I brought up before, you remember the old TVs in our youth? You could take the back panel of the TV off, and there'd be a schematic pasted to the back of the thing to where you could sit there, and even Mike Rivero's brought this up, to where if a tube was bad or something, you could pull out the tube, go down to your local drugstore, plug it in to see if it's bad or not, and then you could replace the 12BY7 driver or whatever like that, you know. But nowadays everything is made to where we can't even and fix it. I remember my first handheld was a Wilson Mark II, which later became a Mark IV commercial version, but it used to be there was two screws that held the thing open. So once you took the die-cast metal case off, that's why they called them handhelds, that gave you the extension of your ground plane into your arm. But anyway, you could take two screws apart, and the thing would open up like a sandwich, and you'd have the receiver board on one side and the transmitter board on the other side, and of course you'd have to put your crystals in there. Nowadays everything's VFO, operated there. There's only one main crystal there for the oscillator, and that's it. But nothing's really made here in the United States anymore. It's all either made in Israel, made in Taiwan, made in China. And like I say, there's nothing here. And that's the problem with Trump and his so-called tariffs and sanctions. And when you start cutting, well, it's the old saying here, you put a farmer out of work, you starve. Well, America, when you go down the store here and you look at your produce thing, it says product of Mexico, or something else like that, you know. This country imports more things because these big corporations have sold out America, and they put their big CEO corporations in these other countries where there's less tax, and that's where they open up their business there. They may operate in 120-some countries, but the one with the lower tax is where they move to. Now they're trying to talk about moving all these people back home, and the point is, though, there's no people that are trained to work in it because they have gotten away from that. It's all service jobs. You'll be a bartender, be a waiter, you know.
Right. I remember that years ago, is that they were going to go to a service economy here in this country. That had to be almost 30 years ago.
Yeah. Jerry, hang on a second, though. I got a break here, but we'll be right back. So stay with me, okay?
It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana, and we're talking currently with Jerry over in Chicago. Anyway, hey, Jerry, I was going to say something else on top of that before I got too distracted. Bridgecom also has some good portables and two-ways out for your mobile and stuff, and I believe they're American-made.
Okay, so that's Bridgecom. And, well, I'm looking for, it doesn't have to be a handheld portable or anything else like that. I can hook this up a 12-volt DC is what I'm looking for, sort of like a CB radio.
Right. Well, I use the TYT, the 8000E, which is a dual-band, a cross-band repeat portable. It's 10 watts out, and I also have the car saver, basically. You take the battery off and plug it directly into your lighter there. But it's great. I think it receives from 100 to almost 200 megahertz, and then up from 400 to 500 megahertz. Plus, it's got FM radio in it. If you get bored at the beach, you can sit there and listen to an FM radio station. It's got a light on it and all this other crap. It's only about $80-some.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, some of the radios that I've been told about were the better ones on the market that... you might even be able to pick up U.S. military bands. You're looking at like $500 to $600.
Well, the old, like the ICOM W32AT, that was one of the best ones. We could listen to cell phones on it, but of course they went out and they changed everything with the digital stuff. And again, a lot of this stuff nowadays, and they're really pushing us into the digital realm. And there is some benefits to digital. And I'll give you a quick demonstration on that. They have what they call this, what they call it. Anyway, it's digital HF, PSK31. Anyway, you imagine in a setting of World War II or whatever, these radio operators sitting there listening to this popping and buzzing on the band like that for hours waiting for their headquarters or someone out in the field to talk to them. Whereas today in the digital field, you can actually have a voice conversation going there, but underneath it in the digital world, running 20 watts, and this is shortwave now, but your computer screen will have like 20 different lines of conversations going, and all you do is you click on the one you want and just start typing to it, and it sends out through your HF radio in digital format across the same band a plethora of information, whatever you want to talk about, you know. But, yeah, the radio hobby is changing so much, but I'm more in the analog stuff. I like the old, like I have a nice repeater up there on the mountain there. It's got three different link systems on it, and I can talk around the whole world if I wanted to just from my little portable. But, that, of course, that's just something you build up over time like that. But I don't know what the venue in Chicago is, whether they're in a digital format down there or if there's still a lot of analog repeaters. So you have to find out what you want to watch, and there's different sites like Radio Finder and stuff, where you can get on the internet and look up the frequencies of even your law enforcement. And all these radios nowadays, too, Jerry, they're all programmable via computer, and the disc comes and so does the USB cord with the radio. So you can directly plug it in there, download the drivers, and then program what you want into the radio.
Oh, my goodness. I wasn't aware of that. Hey, let me ask you something. Can you hold me over through the break?
Yeah, I'll hold you over. We're not really talking about anything. We're just the destruction of America. So we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.